with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. You know, corn is the biggest U.S. crop, valued at over $66 billion in 2010. The price of corn, though, is now sky high, currently $7 a bushel. That's twice the price it was 2 years ago. What's behind this increase, and what will it mean to farmers and consumers? To talk about that, I'm joined by Fred Springborn. He's a Michigan State University Extension field crops educator. Welcome to the program, Fred.
Hey, nice to be here.
Now, Fred, we typically see corn priced at between $3 and $4 a bushel, and we're at the highest price now that we've seen in 5 years. What's behind this price spike?
Well, some real questions behind the amount of supply that's going to be available this fall. We had a very late, delayed planting season this year. Very wet weather kept farmers out of the field until late. And then once we did get the crop in the ground about the 1st of July, the rain shut off and the heat turned on. So it was kind of a bad weather year for corn production, which is putting the crop in real question right now.
I see. So, but corn, this has not been harvested yet, so these are just general estimates at this point that we're going to have a lower crop yield?
Yeah, all we can really do is guess. There's, the USDA does a weekly survey of crop condition where they survey farmers and professionals like myself. And the crop on those surveys has been rated far less than normal. There's also a number of private companies that try to put their estimate on this corn crop. And just about across the board, we're all saying that this corn crop just doesn't look like it's going to be that bumper crop that we need to replenish supplies.
So who really benefits when the price of corn gets this high? I mean, is it a cash windfall for farmers?
Well, if you happen to be one of the lucky farmers that was in an area that was less affected by weather and you have lots of corn to sell, then it's a windfall for you. If you're one of the unfortunate ones who planted late and you've got a crop right now that did not pollinate well, and you may have you might get about twice the price for corn, but you might have about half the amount of normal corn to sell.
So. I see. And in Michigan, are most farmers then adversely affected due to the weather?
Well, it's really a mixed bag. There are areas around the state, southwest Michigan, corn looks pretty darn good down there. There's some areas up around central Michigan. Corn looks very short. Ears look small. Did not pollinate well.
Now, there are other factors that some argue is pushing the price of corn up, and one of them being ethanol production. Some estimates are that over 40% of U.S. corn crop is now used for ethanol. Is that an accurate number or a generally accurate number?
Well, that number seems a little high to me. I haven't looked at those numbers lately. But that number does, I don't think we're quite pushing 40% of it through ethanol production. Mm-hmm. I think that number is a bit less than that.
I mean, is ethanol production, though, playing a role in corn becoming more expensive other than these weather conditions we saw this summer?
Well, it's playing a role, but there are a number of factors that are playing a role in pushing the price of corn higher right now. One is the growth in Asian economies. A lot of areas, China and India most notably, are really importing more corn than they have in the past as their economies continue to grow. Their population continues to want to improve their standard of living, and mm-hmm. for a lot of those folks, that means pork on the table instead of just rice, that takes mm-hmm. more corn.
Why are they relying on our corn rather than growing their own?
Well, we've had a number of production issues around the world in the last few years. If you remember back in the news, so 14, 15 months ago, in the news were these big plumes of smoke that were smothering Moscow. And that was related to a big drought in that part of the world that took a lot of wheat out of off the market. They just did not produce the normal amount of wheat. And in most of the world, wheat is fed to livestock just like we feed corn to livestock. Mm-hmm. So when you take a big supply like Russian wheat and reduce that dramatically, American corn then starts filling some of those markets.
I'm talking to Fred Springborn. He's a Michigan State University Extension field crops educator. When it comes to Michigan, how much of our agricultural production is corn?
The Michigan numbers, I don't have them on the top of my head.
Is it about half or over half? Hard to say.
Well, you know, I wish I would have looked at those numbers before we went live.
Understood. But essentially, it's a
significant portion of our acreage is corn, as well as a number of other crops.
Now, you know, the situation here is we're seeing a price spike due to the an increase in demand and actually a reduction in supply. You know, in some, especially when we look at ethanol, even if it is 20% of our corn production goes into ethanol, they say it's really irresponsible for us to use corn for fuel when, you know, there are people that could potentially go hungry because there isn't enough corn available. What do you think of that general argument that ethanol is not the wisest use of corn?
Well, the thing about using corn for ethanol is not all of that corn totally disappears out of the food system. We get about, I think it's a third of it back as distiller's grains to be fed to livestock. So that livestock feed then, you know, replaces raw corn that would have normally went to feed livestock. We can also make the argument that feeding livestock is not a good use of corn. And I think that's a pretty tough argument to make. The fact of the matter is, in a typical year, we grow plenty of grain.
I see. So essentially, this is an anomaly. The price is an anomaly, and the level of the supply of corn that we're going to have here, this is likely not going to be repeated next year, is what you're saying.
Probably not. If you went back and looked at the markets, we were substantially below these price levels when it was believed that we would get this crop planted at a normal time.
So as consumers, other than buying corn for summer cookouts, which remains quite cheap, how are we generally going to be affected by this price of corn being so high?
Well, corn is an ingredient in a number of food products. Corn syrup is, you know, probably the product that winds up in a lot of foods that we consume. Anybody that drinks, the regular pop is drinking a lot of corn syrup. Corn starch, that sort of thing, winds up being ingredients in a lot of food products. Of course, the livestock feed is going to also affect the price of meat. Mm-hmm. It's going to push retail prices somewhat higher, but I have to remind you, too, when you buy that food in the grocery store, there's an awful lot of energy that goes into not only processing that food, but transporting that food. The energy prices bumping up may actually be as much a driver of the prices we're going to see at the grocery store over the next year or so.
You know, finally, when it comes to the actual loss of crop this year, is there any estimate of about how much, what percentage of the corn crop has been damaged due to the weather conditions we've seen?
Well, I can tell you in the area that I look at, which is a couple of counties, we're probably going to be off by about 15-20% in my area, and that could be a bit higher as you move around the state. And also bear in mind, Ohio and Indiana also had a very delayed planting season, and they grow a lot more acres of corn down in Ohio and Indiana than we do up here in Michigan. Those are going to be the big states to watch. And that heat we had the last few weeks could have very severely affected pollination down there. Those two states are going to be the big ones to watch for corn production numbers.
I see. And the crop then gets harvested. About what time are we going to see the harvest come out?
We'll see harvest start early October, and with the amount of late corn we've got planted this year, it could likely stretch into late November.
Fred Springborn, Michigan State University Extension Field Crops Educator, thank you very much for joining me, Fred.
You're welcome.
And we'll be